Hey, this is George.
And this is Sarah.
And we are
Talking Messy,
where tough love meets compassionate honesty.
We may be 0% politically correct, but we're 100% emotionally intentional. So here's what.
Actually, this time it's more like what the fuck instead of so here's what, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We were invaded.
I know. We were. You know, we step out to get some food. Next thing we know, they take over the whole fucking show.
Right.
And they didn't even tell us certain things we wanted to know.
Yes.
They were so informative and nice and sweet. But no, we want the real shit, man.
Yeah.
Like, you all agree with us on everything. Is that just for your own safety?
Yes.
Honesty. I like it. I like it.
White nerd knows that I know where he lives. And I have a key. Because I live there.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I want to know about is some of your reaction to some of the episodes we've done. Like, which ones do you really like? And not white nerd bitching about whether the sound is okay or not. Because, yes, we know. We're still working on it.
I'm a geek. It's what I do. I'm like, oh, my God, this could be so much better.
Thanks a lot for telling me we're not good enough.
Oh, I'm hurt. Yeah,
I was
going to
say something, but I don't dare now.
Well, did you hear any of the content?
At this point, I think I'm taking personal pride on that.
I was like, you guys just like wandered away. You're like, no, we're not engaging.
Yes, did you hear any of the content? Yeah.
What content? What are you talking about? The episodes?
Do you listen to the show?
I have listened to every episode.
Proud of you.
Yay.
Yay.
Well, obviously, I've heard every episode.
Well, right.
I have as well.
So, favorite moments, things that you would argue about, a different perspective, the male perspective on anything that we've talked about. Like boobs. I don't know.
I like boobs.
Believe it or not, that's the one episode that keeps popping up in my head is boobs.
I like boobs.
Yay.
They're fun to play with.
I know that White Nerd texted me after the muff diving episode to talk about power struggles.
Well, no. There's an argument that men going down on women is actually a power play. That it is a... I can make you come.
And I can do this thing.
I can do this. I can make you come. And look at how good I am.
Okay.
I can see that.
I don't disagree with that view. I mean,
it's symptomatic of the patriarchal blah, 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 blah. We've also talked, actually a lot of us have talked a lot about secrecy versus privacy, which
yes.
goes back to a way earlier episode, but this is a conversation that keeps coming up.
Well, yeah. Privacy is necessary. You've got to have a private world. You've got to have an internal world. What you can't do is anything that may potentially impact your partner should never be a secret.
Well, it always comes up for me because whenever I'm in a relationship with, you know, the guys I'm dating, how much do I talk about George? What do I say about her? And, you know, and then also with them, you know, with George, how much do I talk about my relationship with other men? So.
See, I try not to bring up much about my other relationships with other partners. I like to keep my relationships encapsulated within themselves. Now, that's not actually going to happen ever in practice.
Right.
You know? Because you date women and we're nosy.
I'm not a fan of this.
No, there's a difference.
Nosy.
There's a difference between sharing information and bringing that relationship into the person you're currently spending time with, bringing things from your other relationship to them.
So I agree with things like problems and issues. Like, you don't want to spend your time with your other partner just bitching about one, you know. So, like, I get that because then they get a negative view of that person as well. While it may be the truth, it's still a negative view. And especially if they're only getting all the issues and problems, and I only talk about my partner whenever there's an issue.
Right.
So.
Like, I get news about White Nerd's girlfriend, about what's going on with her and job stuff and everything. Or, like, you know, we definitely gave sympathy to each other when the cats, we've both lost a cat in the last year. And it was heart-wrenching. Yeah. But, yeah, details and stuff, no. I think that they need their own private space, like heart space, head space, all of it. It's just informational only, like, so-and-so's doing cool. All right, yay. We went to do this. Fun. But, yeah, the other stuff, I don't know. Sometimes you, when you have, like, a girl quandary, you come to me.
Yeah, I guess I do. I'm trying to think of an example.
Okay, when it's like, why do chicks do this, and am I being an asshole?
Oh.
But then it's more about you.
It's more about me, but also, that hasn't happened in a really long time. I mean, since the last time I was on the market.
You got your women down. Like, I was going to say trained, and I'm like, that's not right.
No, he's perfect.
That's the goal. Not training.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Depends on the relationship.
Have
dynamic.
You met me?
We're just going for controlled chaos with you.
Yeah.
Or at least directed.
Yeah.
Directional chaos.
Yeah,
I will agree
with. Yeah.
There you go. That's what it's like seeing me. Directional chaos. Woo! I love it. I'm trying to think of other ones that he's commented on. I don't know. What do you hear from him on?
Man, I can't even. I'm
not
like,
a lot.
I need to pull up our list.
I listen and I enjoy them. And in the moment, I'll talk about them. But I agree with most of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything contentious to add.
Okay, so here's one debate that actually I saw online, and I've actually heard all of you comment on the difference between consensual non-monogamy and ethical non-monogamy between these two phrases, because they're more used. Sarah and I have brought this up, that both of these are in use. But now, myself, I think that linguistically, it's easier to say CNM than it is ENM, and that is why it has become the default, besides the fact that it's used in research papers now.
Right.
But can you guys, like, describe what the difference would be for you and what we've talked about?
Well, for me, I prefer ethical non-monogamy, because, simply put, you can consent to something that is not ethical. Yeah, it sounds weird, but...
I absolutely agree that something is... If it's unethical, you can still say, I'm okay with this.
Right.
Like, at least in the moment.
I think actually my issue with the reason why I also like ethical non-monogamy is it's a situation of the guy who's married that contacts me wanting to go out, and I have to ask that question of, well, does your wife know? Well, consensual non-monogamy between he and I would say that's okay and doesn't matter. Ethically, though, that it does.
Right.
Doesn't make any fucking sense.
Consensually between you two, but consensually between them.
Right.
I don't know if they're in a consensual one, because for me, consent is more exterior and ethics are more interior.
See, I've got to agree with George on this one. Stuff like swinging, open marriages, don't ask, don't tell. I see that as being ethical, because the partner knows they're going to do it, et cetera, et cetera. But it's not consensual. You don't have everybody in the relationships buy in. And regardless of how people want to do it and, you know, do your own thing, if I'm dating a woman and her husband has not consented to me dating her, we have a problem. For me, I automatically have a problem with that.
I want to get your take on the analog versus digital dating.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, like, you, like, your White Nerds over here, like, well, I mean, it's been a while.
No, I'm going to go with digital, just because I can, you know, when I was on the market, so to speak, I could go through
name your
weed
price,
out,
ladies.
I could weed out a lot of people very quickly. And
had to humanize.
Wow.
Well, there, it was very obvious that there were red lines that I was going to be crossing or they were not going to be able to consent to or whatever. And it's just rather weed it out now.
Right.
Than spend 2-3 weeks on going out and buying dinner and drinks and all that and figuring out, oh no, this isn't going to work.
The frugal approach.
Yeah.
I see.
Yay.
I'm right there with Derek. I'd much rather do it online. It gives me a chance to get to know somebody before we move on anything. If I don't get a chance to know something about you, I mean, if I just walk up to somebody out in public because they look good, there's no guarantee that we're going to work or that they're going to be okay with polyamory.
So it's not like you just walk up to a woman and be like, can I stick my dick in you?
That doesn't work.
It's like just
it
meeting
works if
people.
You're a woman.
Like meeting people organically. Like you're doing things, you're meeting people.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, there's still no guarantee that that's something that's going to work, but you take time to build it and all of that.
That's a lot
and
of work.
Fostering it. See, y'all are lazy. Wow.
I have to be the odd man out. Is I actually prefer analog because I've had more situations that whenever I meet the person after talking to them online, just to find out.
Zero personality.
The zero personality thing. It's
can't carry a conversation in person.
But also, yeah, you learn all these things about them that may not be actually true or may not actually really fit in. It can be very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Disingenuous.
Because when I'll talk to somebody online, and a lot of times what shows up and what I talk to are two completely different things.
Mm-hmm.
So analog is, I've had way more success with analog than I ever had with
digital. Paints a pretty picture. I mean, nobody goes, here's all my shit online, you know. But if you're in person, you have a better gauge on seeing that shit,
right,
and seeing that crazy.
Plus, I'm also somebody that is very in tune with watching body language.
Mm-hmm.
And even when they are being disingenuous with me, I can generally tell.
Right.
And mm-hmm. There's no tells whenever you're on doing digital.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can understand why each of you are saying this. And especially since I know one of you is a hardcore introvert. No wonder you like meeting people online first.
Yes, I'm an introvert.
As long as I get the warning first, it's okay. That then I know, okay, well, I'm going to be kind of quiet in person. Don't put it all on me, dude. That's all I can say. I don't mind either way. It's they're kind of equal for me lately because there's a lot of like ghosting and like text relationships,
uh-huh,
where they just want a pen pal or some
I
shit.
I told
like
you earlier, I got a message from one guy that's been hitting me up all the time, and I call him my hey guy because that's literally how he starts every conversation.
I have one of those.
He's just like, hey, or he does the like Facebook wave, and I'm oh my God.
I have one of those right now, and he's been like texting me for weeks now, and every once in a while he just pops back up again. Hey, how have you been? I'm like, okay, fine. Oh, we need to schedule something. Yeah, sure, whatever.
Right.
Like insert yada yada visual here.
So speaking of ghosting,
uh-huh,
I want to get the male perspective on why y'all fucking ghost us so much. What the hell?
I've done it once or twice.
Why?
She pissed me off.
I remember that.
We had a date set up and it was a little bit loose, but we're going to get together a certain night, and called and texted trying to set everything up. And she's like, well, I'm not sure if I'm going to be available yet. I'm waiting on my dealer.
Nice. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Priorities.
That was when I figured out, no, this, I need more. I need to be a higher priority than your dealer.
Right.
And that
she needed the dealer to calm herself down for the date.
She may have been way too excited.
Because you're so perfect.
I mean, just to Different perspective.
Yeah. You ghosted somebody, I know.
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. I don't do it very often, but this one was... what was the phrase you used for him? My swim fan.
Yeah, yes, yes.
And it just, every time I started to do it, he just started getting really clingy and swim fanny. And so I was really busy at the time. So I just got a little bit busier and just couldn't spend that much time with him.
And yet I ran into him afterwards and he was very sweet to me. So he likes me still. Ha ha.
I want to hear Chris's perspective on this.
Well, I've only ever ghosted somebody when we're in the tech stages. I look at it as it's a situation where I see something that's going to be non-viable in the relationship. There's a problem. We have a communication issue. There's something she brings up that I'm like, oh no, I don't want any part of that. And if we're just texting back and forth at that point, I'm like, I just stop.
So if you see a communication issue, you think the best way to deal with it is to add another one.
No, it resolves it. No, it's not what I'm doing.
But
depends on the issue.
But what happens if you get multiple messages, girls do, like we do, you know, like, hey, I haven't heard from you in a while. What happened? Where did you go? Like any of those kind of messages.
I don't do that anymore.
If that happens, that's a verification that I dodged a bullet.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
I'm glad we
met so early on.
I don't send the oh my God, where are you? Oh, I haven't heard from you. Like if you haven't heard from me in a while, because I know that we either ghosted or we did the polite fade away, which I, like I said, totally authorized everyone to do the polite fade away.
Sure.
Then I'm probably looking for some strange and it's a booty call and like, hey, I haven't gone out with anyone in a while. And if we've met in person and did a thing, then I remember it fondly enough to hit you up 5 months later and be like, what's up? You dating?
Who you seeing?
Yes.
Nobody?
Right now? You dating in the next hour?
Yeah.
Right.
Let's do some talking.
With our bodies.
Yes.
Stick it in!
That is how you date.
Right. What is it now? Trying to fuck? What, should I just send that?
Yeah. Right?
Nah. I mean, like I said, I still always have the what if they talk? Yeah. Like, ooh.
I will say... The difference between dating and chasing strange, if I'm chasing strange, I don't want them to speak. They're going to break the illusion.
But they do. They always do. Inevitably, those are the ones that talk a lot.
They will find their way out of the gray tape. They will.
Gosh. Yeah, I need a whole roll of the gray tape for them. Jesus. I know you mentioned the bisexual and you're a predator thing. One thing I thought was funny is that when we started dating, there were people that gave you that weird side eye of when they met me and they figured out I'm a chick, then it was, you got ostracized by a few people.
I did. Because my previous partner I'd been with for 8 years, dear Lord. So they all just assumed I was gay, but it was another... But a lot of them have already been through with me getting divorced from my ex-wife to date Wesley. And, it doesn't matter. He's not going to listen to this anyway.
Damn. Called him out.
But anyway, when I started dating him, they'd already been through that. So they'd already seen one transition. And then they saw me transition again. And then they all
said, but I thought you were gay.
Well, these are the same people who goes, but I thought you were straight.
Right, right.
Yeah. I'm going, I've never.
There's a third option here. Yeah, actually, there's many more options.
There are many more options. And these are people that have heard me many, many times talk about both genders almost equally of what I find attractive, and yet they're still shocked.
Shut down that shock face. Yeah. Stop.
You should have told them I was like a shoe or a billy goat or something.
Billy goat. <Right. laughs>
I'm expanding my knowledge. My gosh.
So we tackled bathroom habits. So I gotta go back to that episode on toilet seat. Up or down, guys?
Down.
Down.
Dog.
Mm-hmm. I gotta go with down.
Okay. See, some people nice. Can be trained.
Lovely.
Ah. I drop things fairly often, so it's normally safer if the toilet is down.
All right.
Oh, you're the lid down guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not even slightly.
Oh, 5 a.m, I'm not.
You well, never are.
Probably in the realm of TMI, he's sitting down anyway, so I got the same problem.
I don't see why more guys don't. It's like you get a little rest. That's why it's called a restroom, right?
Right.
Like,
get off your feet. Enjoy yourself.
Let it hang free and swing. Because you've talked about the directional the directional thing.
Yeah. Sometimes you're surprised. Yeah.
Peeing standing.
He's peeing standing up. Sometimes you get a little
veer off.
Yeah, hook or a slice or something.
Peeing standing up is the only reason I will use a public bathroom.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Fine. Be that way.
So toilet paper, how do you roll it? Where it comes off the top or off the bottom?
I leave it on the counter.
You do. Because you don't have a holder at your place. Soon to be changed.
You can girlfriend him?
We've done this.
Okay.
I thought this was settled. They actually pulled the patent. It's over.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's over.
All right.
Yeah. I have.
That is the only correct way in my.
I have legit historical information
right?
that we did not provide any backup to. Go ask NPR. They
You'll find it.
Yeah. Although, if you have cats, sometimes having it roll towards the wall can be a good thing.
Fiona is not that bad. She doesn't like. She's weird about like the bathroom sink and she wants to sit in there, but the toilet paper she's fine with.
Yeah. I have actually found Oliver in a bundle of toilet paper before.
I want pictures. Well, how does Chappie do?
He doesn't mind. He gets it out of the trash. If there's anything in the trash, he'll pull it out.
Okay,
so I've had to hide the bathroom trash at this point.
Okay, so if you're a dog person, then that's like what's in the trash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't bother with the roll. And of course, well, the way that my bathroom's set up, the roll is behind the door.
Mm.
So even if he comes in, like, there's not a real good chance he's going to get to it anyway.
And Sebastian doesn't want it hanging up. He wants it if you forget to actually hang the roll, like when you're changing the roll, or if there's one laying around. That's what he wants.
Right.
Yeah. So what do you guys want to hear about? On the show, what are you going to want us to talk about?
Yeah, future episode
and
planning.
Be as chauvinistic as you want. We obviously don't give a shit,
right?
We'll piss off anybody. Oh yeah, I got a lot of comments on the Me Too episode from guys.
Yeah,
they loved it.
Good.
They said thank you.
I will say that's probably one of my favorite episodes was the Me Too.
Oh, yay!
Why?
Get him.
because it is a lot of. What people think but won't say.
Mm.
Not out loud.
Yeah.
Well, you're not allowed to. You guys are so freaking white. You're not allowed to say anything anymore.
No,
none of you.
No, we're not. We're censored. And you know what? It's okay. We've had this coming.
Yeah.
there's a large portion of it. We've had this coming.
Right.
We've had this coming for hundreds of years at this point. I think it's deserved.
I think
and you say nothing to that. To further emphasize the point, white nerd says nothing.
So I want to end this with like worst date experience.
Really?
And like because we have three guests, I don't want to play a game. So I'm just
we're
like,
not playing our normal game.
Yeah.
Getting the tell us your worst,
tell us
date,
worst
ever.
Date ever.
Worst date ever.
As everyone like want like eyes look to the sky and
like
try to remember.
Go to the meth guy that we talked about with me.
Yeah.
Where I had to run to make sure I didn't get shot.
Right.
Because of my
I
poor judgment.
I've never had an experience like that.
But speak about your relationship history too. Because that plays a big part in it.
True. I've never been a prolific dater. I went from being underage to being in the military to being married for 4 years to being married for 20 years.
Oh.
And here I am.
Yike.
So dating is a little new to you.
I could give you some relationship experiences, but I've never had a date I wanted to run away from.
Really?
Really.
Wow, you're lucky.
Well, I had the one that the guy was so boring, I was literally texting my next date while I'm at the
date. My next date. I love
That's
it.
His next grinder
no,
date.
No, I'm literally texting a guy, setting up a date for like an hour later. This guy was so, I was falling
asleep. She's like, I'll be done. Like, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
This isn't going anywhere.
He didn't even notice. He was one of those one word answer guys.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he was trying to be a mystery.
Yeah, well, mystery unsolved.
Yeah. Right. I'm sorry, that's making me work way too damn hard. Not on a coffee date.
Right.
No, coffee date. If a coffee date is work, that's the end of it.
Right.
Right there. And the first date is, I'm sorry, it's always going to be a coffee date.
Yeah.
I'm going to be out $2 or $3.
Yeah, no.
Find out what you're all about.
First time out is always, it's a $5 endeavor at most. And that's because if I get, you know, the refillable coffee. So I can.
If I feel like investing my emotional energy into you, I'll invest my money into going out.
Wow. You're emotionally frugal as well.
And
I
like this because we did have a coffee date, but then we went to dinner after.
Immediately.
Yes. Immediately?
Yes.
Oh, you did good.
I was worth the effort.
Which one of you should I say you did good to here? I'm not sure.
Well, it's working out.
So. Yeah.
Also, that
we do well together.
She had enough money in the bank to agree to say yes, just in case she had to pay.
Yes.
Well, I paid.
Yeah. Quick.
You have to get that in. I love that.
Yeah. Before we hear the third story, quick interjection. Yeah. Though, who pays?
On the first date?
First date, who pays?
We both pay.
Dutch, all the way.
Yeah, it's got to be split.
Yay!
Really? Who? Wait, okay, and then after that...
Says the guy who paid, though. I got to throw it out at you, Chris, because you did pay. So...
When opportunity knocks.
Me and White Nerd had a chaperone on our first date, and we went to a festival. I can't remember who paid for anything. I may have paid because I asked.
And it doesn't matter.
I may have paid because I asked.
Yeah, because that's always been the rule, is the person that asks pays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I ask somebody out on a second date, or I ask somebody to go to dinner, or I ask somebody to go out with me, I'm planning on paying unless I bring it up right up front. Like, hey, I'd like to go do this thing with you. I just can't afford to pay for both of us.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's good policy. Now, you date men, so after that, who pays?
Nah. After the first one?
Yeah.
Honestly, it's actually the who asks rule.
Okay.
So awesome.
It's like, we went out to a movie the other night. It was his idea. He paid for the movie, so.
Mm-hmm. But you did offer to pay for the snacks.
I did offer to pay for the snacks, just to be nice.
I like dates like that are like, you have multiple options to pay. Like, you know, like, I can catch the coffee if you get dinner, or like whatever.
Yeah, I'll catch the coffee if you get dinner.
Right?
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm a hungry fat girl.
Or like, if you get the coffee, I'll get the donuts. Like, whatever.
So then what would have been the worst date for White Nerd?
I'm trying to find one, but. None of them sucked.
Oh my god.
He's perfect. You see why we fucking hate him.
I mean,
like,
from
but
my
you
perspective,
got, like,
they
none
didn't
of
suck.
You had like really bad and like any bad experience. Like, we're talking like the running away from the meth dealer.
Do you know
man.
Why? Do you know why we haven't had so many bad experiences?
Why?
Shut up.
Volume. Let's talk about volume.
I feel like all of you are
women.
Also very...
Volume?
Number
quantity.
Oh, I thought you meant quantity. Like I talked too loud.
No, we've learned this.
You have a horrible...
He has to eat the mic.
Yeah, you have a horrible date because you talk so loud. I thought, what?
No.
No, it's my terrible judgment. My boom-power dating skills of like, I'm just going to like fucking... You keep shooting it out there and see what hits the target. Right.
See, and I've actually, while I've not had bad, horrible, horrible dates, chasing strange, that's another question. That's another thing. Just things I've shown up to and going, and no.
That's a whole bag of no.
Yeah, that's a whole bag of no. So, a lot of stranger things happen whenever I'm just looking for one night stands that I ever have dating.
Okay, we need an example.
Yeah.
opened the door and the smell was so bad I just left.
I don't even want to know what kind of a smell.
I know what kind of smell. Was it like bananas or cats or like gunshots or what?
BO? Like what? Yeah. I mean, man-cheese? Like, I don't know.
Man-cheese?
All the guys laugh.
What's man-cheese? Tell me, what is man-cheese? I'm a jaded Pollyanna here. I'm stupid.
I'm circumcised, so I can't tell you.
Oh!
Well, those of us that shower never actually
experience it.
Right. Oh, right. Is that like the dick fat rubs and makes the yuckies?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
That
yeah.
sounds awesome.
Yeah. Oh,
that's like the cutest way I've ever heard anyone explain that.
No, dick fat is my favorite word lately.
It was very much 2 week old pizza.
Oh, my.
Just the garbage smell.
Socks.
And
His layered. The man cheese.
It was layered.
I was like, why is there pizza in his man stuff?
Okay. Gotta save it for later.
I'm following.
So it was just layer upon layer.
There was many, many layers. And as soon as he opened the door and that hit me in the face, I didn't even say anything to him. I just looked at him and left.
Oh gosh.
Wow.
That's terrible.
That's even I'm bad for Batman.
Batman.
I will say also that is
you Batmaned him.
Yeah.
Like hard.
That is the last time I ever even just one night stands or chasing strange. That is the last time I ever went to somebody's house before meeting them.
Good call. Good call. So. Play it safe.
So Mr. Perfect never has bad dates.
Nope.
Doesn't have bad experiences with anything. Perfect and pays for things.
I do ghost. I have ghosted.
Oh, you mm-hmm. ghost. You yeah. ghosted somebody because they were waiting for their dealer.
Right.
Like, I mean, my gosh.
I think I was a little justified on
they
that.
They had something important going on. He didn't want to bother them.
Honey, you do you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have as much volume as me in so many ways.
More ways than two. What?
And in multiple dimensions.
Right. Are we a lot to deal with?
No. I mean, I was like, let's ask the round table here.
I don't think so.
You've got it fairly easy with me.
I do.
I'm pretty low key.
I'm thankful. Only one of us needs to be crazy at a time.
I love how like the other two are just quiet.
If I ignore the question, it'll go away.
Right.
They're staying absolutely still so that they're invisible.
I will tell you, you're a little much. Sometimes, a little much.
I know.
But you know it.
I know.
And you own it.
I feel it. It's part of my charm.
And you've kind of learned to balance it. Through non-monogamy.
I like to spread it around there like peanut go. Butter.
There's just too much love there.
Ooh, peanut butter. That's good.
Yeah.
I know. Are we done with them?
I think so. We can release them from their cages.
Oh my gosh, I know. We'll have them on again. And next time we'll definitely make them like go off and like act like men who have snapped on an LA freeway. Yeah. We're going to give them coffee beforehand next time.
Yes.
Now they're all just sitting here staring at us like, will you shut the fuck up?
So let's shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Comments, questions, knock knock jokes?
Shoot us an email, talkingmessy@gmail.com.
And that's my story.
The end.